the rest of the story. Armand was only 4 years young when his physician father began taking him along on house calls. It made a lasting and positive impression on the boy. For as long as he can remember, Armand wished with all of his heart to follow in his father's footsteps. Since Daddy had worked his way through Columbia University Medical School, that's where Armand wanted to study. In 1917, after 2 years of pre-med, he did. In fact, the same registrar who processed his father's application to Columbia also processed Armand's. The young man succeeded splendidly as a medical student. He was elected a member of Alpha Omega Alpha, the ultimately prestigious medical honors society. He was called brilliant by the internationally renowned bacteriologist Hans Zinsser. He graduated in the top 10 of his class. He was named his class's most promising by two of the school's most distinguished faculty members. He was awarded one of Bellevue Hospital's coveted internships. Only two were offered. But most extraordinary of all, Armand was perhaps the first medical student in history to have made $1 million while still in school. Now, today, 7 decades later, the rest of us remember Armand Hammer as chairman and chief executive officer of the Occidental Petroleum Company, an industrialist, an art collector, a diplomat whose rapport with the Russians led to billions of dollars in trade. But now you know that he was, in addition to all that, a physician. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Posterity will first recognize Armand Hammer as a businessman. His family was in the drug business to begin with, but it was he who, while still in medical school, engineered the cornering of certain drug markets, which made him rich. He was almost 60 before becoming interested in the Occidental Petroleum Company. The phenomenal success he made of that is, of course, world famous. Armand Hammer, in May of 1972... This is 1 year before he resigned the positions of president and chief operating officer, was presiding over the most memorable stockholders meeting of his entire career. It was Oxy's annual. It was held in the ballroom of the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles. An elderly woman shareholder tripped on a step. The fall knocked her unconscious. Another shareholder grabbed a floor microphone, shouted into it, "Is there a doctor in the house?" Well, of course there was. The president of the company, Dr. Armand Hammer. And he rushed to the side of the unconscious woman, and he revived her. And then they called an ambulance. Now, what makes all of this most extraordinary is this. When Armand Hammer graduated from Columbia Medical, he learned that he could not begin his internship for another 6 months. He decided to fill that 6 months interim with adventure, and he never did get back to medicine. At least until May of 1972, when he revived that woman at the stockholders' meeting. That's right. More than a half century elapsed between Armand Hammer's medical school graduation and his very first ever opportunity to practice medicine at the age of 74. And now you know the rest of the story.